right. And that was the very talented young Quentin Versetti. And he has an upcoming art exhibit called 21 by 21. And it is an art exhibit showcasing work created by Toronto-based multidisciplinary artist Quentin Versetti Lindsay. And Quentin claims that life is all about taking chances and change is a risk. The body of work being shown at Be Current Studio 251 is focused on visually depicting numerous influences that help to manifest change for a labeled at-risk youth before he reaches the age of 21. The age 21 is significant not only because it's the universal age of adulthood, but according to Toronto 2009 police report, statistically, 21 is the average age amongst males for criminal activities, especially amongst visible minorities. So, having been involved in numerous criminal activities in his adolescence, a grown and chained Quentin Versetti uses expressionist style of art and theories through to use a symbolic colors in different contexts. The work explores how music, culture, people, and different ideologies can affect our lives in a small or big way, or even affect our perspective on life. All right, young man, that was a mouthful. As usual, when you ask for your bio, how you doing, Mr. Versetti? All right. So I've been knowing you for a while. You're a very, very talented young man. So tell me, how did you get involved into the Be Current Studio for your art exhibit?
It was more of something that, once again, going back to my influences, the author Paulo Coelho, in his book, The Alchemist, said that once you have a desire to do something, all of the universe will conspire to help you achieve what you desire.
Right.
And I was really looking to make this benchmark in my life to be really significant. And I just was looking around for a space and looking to show my artwork. And surprisingly, B. Curran just contacted me and said, hey, would you be interested in showing your artwork here? And I was like, hey, sure, of course.
Okay, and I've recently, not too long ago, been to something that you're involved with, which I thought was a great, great thing here at York University, Lost and Found, Finding Beauty in the Hood, and that was something great. But tell me the inspiration. I read it, but I want you to break it down for me, how you came up with this whole idea of 21 by 21.
So a lot of people don't know, but I lived in the States, New York, for a bit. And in New York, there's these people called 5%ers.
Mm-hmm.
And 5%ers, they, part of the teaching, like, they're like Islamic people, but they have like different views on certain things.
Right.
But a part of their lessons is numerology, where they have this thing called divine mathematics. And in divine mathematics, every number represents something. And I felt like, as I start to approach this age, 21, I felt like I'm becoming more wise, and number two represents wisdom, and number one is knowledge. So first you have to have knowledge, and then you have wisdom. But at the age of 21, I felt like my wisdom came before my knowledge, you know? So whereas as you get wisdom from experience, so experience came before the logic or the knowledge that you gain through learning things that they teach you. So I felt like I had to show something that I got to this, like, to this place, you know, this place where not a lot of my peers were able to get to, you know? And so that's where it all came from, really, of just realizing me coming of age and just seeing a lot of my other friends and peers and other people that I grew up with not coming of age, you know?
For sure, for sure. So what do you think that's in your art that these young people can relate to?
Oh, wow. Well, everything in my art, it's like everyday issues, like, so for example, I have issues about identity. I have things about like relationships. I have things about like just gang activities, because that's something that we see every day, and like seeing how we get pressured by certain things, like, you know. So I also showed these people who speak about that. So for example, I have Curious One, who I met during the stop the violence. And I felt like he really embodies that. Like, he is all about hip-hop, and hip-hop should be used to stop the violence. So I felt like his influence on me should be shown in work, like in a piece of work. So I got KRS-One. I got someone like Toni Morrison, who she really likes to emphasize on the power of a woman and how women in our society have been, like, abused so many different ways. So I felt like I agreed with her point of view, and I felt like through her, that's being expressed. So I showed her in a piece of work, you know. So certain people who represent certain ideas, I decided to show that, and those ideas are seen in everyday life. So I feel like that's how people can relate to it.
All right. And besides being a visual artist, you are so many other things. Also a poet, as we know, because I played a piece that you performed. What else do you do, Quentin?
So I also do mural work, which is also art. I also do a little bit of graphic designing. I do motivational speaking, because, you know, I like to speak a lot.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Recently, I've been getting interested into doing film, so I've been shooting and directing a couple of videos, also writing a couple of videos for other people. I facilitate workshops. And
you're doing a lot for a young man your age.
Lot.
Yeah, and you're also going to school and doing your school thing, right? Right. So you have a lot on your plate. So when you're looking at your art, 21 by 21, you also talk about a lot of, like you said, a lot of what you've been through, a lot of the knowledge that you've picked up growing up. And we talked about, can the youth also relate to this art? But is it also speaking a story of any kind?
Just ideally, it's my story. But I also feel like my story is a lot of people's stories that I know. So I feel like it's not exclusive in any way, you know? I feel like a lot of people can relate to it, or a lot of people that I know that can relate to it.
Right.
And, yeah.
So tell the listeners where they can be to check out Mr. Vassetti's artwork.
So you can go to my website, my official website that I designed. So, I play a little bit with web designing. It's www.vercetti.com. That's V-E-R-C-E-T-T-Y. And if you ain't got Flash on your computer because your computer ain't up to date, then you can go to my blog spot, which is www.youdunknow.org, which is YOUBUNKNOW, like you dunk now. Get it?
Yeah.
.org. So, yeah, you can go to one of those two spaces and check out my work.
Well, let them know the time, the date, where it is, and when they can get more info.
Definitely. So, June 17th is my art show called 21 by 21, where I'm showing 21 pieces of artwork created by myself by the age of 21. And it's going to be happening at B. Kern Studio, 251, which is at Artscapes Winchwood Barnes, which is located 601 Christie Street, which is south of St. Clair West Station. And if you want more information, you can go to my website, Vercetti.com, or you can go to B. Current's website, which is bcurrent.ca.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Quentin.
And thank you for
having
me.
It was a pleasure. All right. And that was young artist extraordinaire Quentin Vercetti Lindsay with his upcoming art exhibit, and it's called 21 by 21. The opening night will be June 17th, and that will be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it will also go on to from June 17th to the 24th, and it will be located at B. Kern Studio, 251. And that's located at 601 Christie Street, south of St. Clair, inside of Artscape Wishwood Barnes. Oh, that was a lot. And so for more info, check out bcurrent.ca.